So tonight's theme will be that non-reactive, open, calm state of equanimity, also known as acceptance or radical acceptance or calm abiding, being able to open to the richness of our lives' experiences without having to be pushed about or suffer with the ups and downs of our fortune and the events of our lives. So this is a practice of opening. The meditation is going to be on this developing equanimity, as will the talk. There's many ways in meditation to develop acceptance. And the way I'll be teaching tonight is based on cultivating what the Buddha called a spacious or embracing mind, an awareness that is, he said, as vast as the sky. And the idea being, if our awareness is wide enough, that anything can arise in it, and it won't completely force us to react or change how we feel, or well, it might change how we feel, but it won't force us to react and get caught in a tizzy of thoughts and taking things personally. We can basically open to life. And he used the metaphor, besides the sky, he used the metaphor of a body of water. He said if you put a teaspoon of salt into a cup this size, the water becomes undrinkable because the body of water isn't large enough to erode the salty taste. But if the mind is big enough, or if the body of water is big enough, then you can put a teaspoon of salt in and you can still drink from a lake, because it won't affect the overall quality of the lake. Much like the sky, if a cloud moves through a vast open Montana sky, it'll still be bright out. But in New York, where there's, you know, we have like, you know, only small glimpses of the sky, if a cloud passes over us, we can be descended into shadows. Another example, the Chinese have this old saying that if you pull a leaf up close enough to your eye, it can seem bigger than the moon. So what we have to do is keep things far enough away that we don't lose our perspective, yet also still be able to focus and be aware on what's occurring. So in this meditation, what we're going to be doing is using a set of foreground anchors, which are things we follow, such as sounds, body sensations, the breath, and we'll be shifting from one to another of these focuses, perhaps the siren, and but the key of keeping a spacious awareness is that there's always enough awareness outside of what we're observing that we don't get carried away. For example, if we're focusing on thoughts as our anchor, we keep enough awareness of sounds and body sensations and the breath that the thoughts don't pull us away. If we are focusing on thoughts and a really disturbing siren comes around, we have enough awareness of body sensations, contact sensations, other perceptions that we won't get pushed around by the sound of the siren. Is this making sense? Making your awareness? Okay. So, the other part of this practice is we're cultivating a very open and receptive, which means we don't judge, we don't add stories, we just open to each event as it unfolds, keeping whatever the foreground awareness is in the front spotlight of our attention, and just enough of the others in the background so that we don't get pushed around or we don't become reactive. So let's close our eyes. Find a really comfortable seated position. And if there's any excess energy floating around in the body, it's always a good idea to relocate this energy to the spine so that the spine becomes energized when we have an energized straight spine. It helps us maintain both alertness, and it also helps ward off some of the pains that we get in the back from meditating, which often happens if we're over-engaging the muscles in the back, which we don't really need to tighten or engage to sit upright. It's more in the spine and in our sense of balance. So if we can start with sounds, and we're just allowing sounds to reach our awareness, we're not going off in search of sounds. So part of this awareness is simply receiving whatever is passing through, and then when it's passed, letting it go from our attention. So if there's any thoughts or perceptions that we've added to a sound inadvertently, just let them drop and keep bringing your mind again and again to what sounds are entering your awareness right now. And you don't need to visualize what creates the sound. Part of this awareness is maintaining the same level of alertness when there's silence as when there are sounds. In this way, too, equanimity and acceptance are balanced, not preferring any state just allowing. When we open to the sounds that are occurring, we become aware that there's so much occurring in the background of life that we're unaware of. It needs the level of sounds that generally grab our attention. There are so many textures and layers that are occurring. And while these sounds are interesting, when we devote our attention to them, we maintain just enough awareness outside of sounds, for example, awareness of the contact sensations with the ground, perhaps the subtle feeling of the breath, that we don't get pulled into a reverie around sounds, we just are open to what's present. So bring the same receptive, open, spacious awareness to the sensations inside of the body and allow the sounds to recede into the background. And you can either scan slowly down the body, becoming aware of the sensations first in the top of the head, and gradually down through the body. Or you can simply go to the sensations that are the most dominant, bring your awareness to them, open, and then when another body sensation comes along that's calling for your attention, just bring your awareness there. during body awareness we can bring an element of kindness and compassion to our awareness. So if we encounter any areas of the body that feel tense, contracted, stressful, fidgety, we can just add thoughts like relax, let go, more as an invitation than a command. We're not ordering the body to relax, we're inviting it to. Maintaining patience and acceptance if the shoulders or the belly remains tight. Just invite them to soften and relax. Invite the jaw to relax and release. So when an obvious cessation like a car horn or arises, it's actually good practice to allow the body to recede and then bring your awareness back to sounds and keep the mind as spacious as you can so that the horn won't drive you nuts. Another good practice, since we're working with this, is when you notice a level of resistance to the sound arise in the see if you can locate that resistance in the body. Where is, I wish this car horn would stop. Where are we holding that? Sometimes when there's a disturbing sound, if I locate it, often in my case in the belly, which becomes tight, or the jaw, and then just breathe into and relax. How can I be at ease despite the sound? Or this symphony. So let's bring as much as we can of our awareness to the breath. allowing the sound to be there, taking a deep, full in-breath and out, stretching the out-breath as long as we can. Keep rebalancing awareness so that there's enough focus on relaxing the breath, releasing any tension in the body, not pushing away the sound, not focusing only on it. And allowing sounds again to recede into the background, the focus again being on the breath, just receiving the waves of energy that come in, bringing life to the body, and then the waves of the breath energy receding from awareness, releasing any tension. Extending awareness down into the body to greet the sensations rather than view them from above. When we focus on the breath, we bring an added dimension of patience to our practice, joining the acceptance and kindness that we've developed. The patience being employed when the mind drifts away, which it tends to do with the breath. we gently bring it back, our awareness. We don't add any judgment. We simply reward ourselves for developing awareness and patience and compassion. So at this point, allow the breath to recede, joining background awareness of the sounds and body sensations, contact sensations with the floor, any other senses like aromas or tastes or anything that are occurring in the background. We're not pushing anything away. And at this point, we allow the content that's flowing through the mind, such as thoughts, moods, images, memories, all the stuff that passes through awareness, and we maintain the mind's width or spaciousness so that we're not climbing into the thoughts or observing the thoughts from outside. One way to do this is maintain part of your awareness in the body, feeling the sensations of breath and body. We don't resist or agree with any thought that passes through. We just allow everything to pass through the mind, and we see how it affects the body and the breath, the subtle beginnings of resistance or reactivity. And relax around whatever thoughts pass through. And if the thoughts snag us and begin to pull us away, again, we just gently bring awareness back again and again. So there are two reflections to bear in mind when it comes time to leave a meditation. The first reflection is that any calmness or peace you develop is always available to you. It doesn't cost anything. It simply requires bringing the awareness within and developing patience, acceptance, compassion. You don't have to go anywhere or get anyone's approval. And the second recollection is that when we restore sight into awareness, it tends to push body and awareness of the other senses out into the corner of our attention. The visual field tends to crowd out everything else after, or not including thoughts, but the visual field is one that demands a lot of attention. And so it's worthwhile when we open our eyes to try to not look around, but first look at the ground and then try to reintegrate sight into all the other senses so that you maintain some awareness of the body and the breath and sounds and all the rich sensations that are occurring in the present, the balance between inner and outer, not allowing sight to just pull us out into the world.